Hanna Nashrawi is a member of the Palestinian Legislative Council. She joins me now from Jerusalem. Good morning, Ms. Nashrawi.
Good morning, Alex.
Israel has now begun withdrawing from two West Bank cities, although it has gone into yet another one. Do you think that this could be the beginning of the end of this current incursion?
Well, this sounds like a maneuver trying to circumvent the American request to withdraw without delay or to withdraw now, which has taken already several days and hundreds of Palestinian lives and homes. But what he's done is that he has left the two towns of Qalqilia and Tulkarem, the interior of the towns, and they've besieged these towns anyway that have already run out of supplies and people cannot move in and out. And at the same time, he's invaded several other, not just one, but several other villages in the West Bank, and he's continuing his massive incursions and military assaults against places like Jenin and Nablus. So it's just a tactical maneuver.
What are you hearing about the conditions in the cities and towns that do remain under Israeli occupation?
Well, the conditions have been described by the international organizations, humanitarian organizations, as a humanitarian crisis. There are still dead bodies that aren't buried. There are still children looking through the rubble for their parents in Nablus and Jenin. The tanks and the bulldozers are tearing down homes. In other cities, there is no food. Most areas have no electricity or water. People have been living, have been terrorized, actually, for days in their homes, unable to leave. And actually, a few of them who tried to get out of their house in search of medicine or medical treatment were shot. And they're shooting and shelling ambulances and preventing them from getting to the sick or the wounded. And at the same time, we have an environmental crisis emerging with the lack of water, with the lack of treatment, with the lack of burial of dead bodies. In Ramallah and in Nablus, they had to have temporary mass graves for the Palestinians who were killed. And this threatens to spread epidemics.
Ms. Nashrawi, a journalist colleague who's known you for many years says he saw you yesterday, heard you speak, and he came away feeling that you are almost without hope at this point, lower than he's ever known you to be.
No, I'm never without hope because I believe ultimately the human spirit will triumph. But I'm extremely saddened and I'm heartbroken. All this wanton killing and destruction, this cruelty, this terrorizing and traumatizing a whole captive civilian population, and all this being carried out before the eyes and ears of the world, and nobody's doing anything about it. This situation was tantamount to war crimes, massacres being carried out, and you cannot claim that people didn't know. People know this, even though Israel is trying to impose a blackout as well as a siege. But still, somebody has to step in. There has to be a minimal level of human decency to hold Israel accountable. That's what adds insult to injury. That's what compounds the tragedy.
Secretary of State Powell is coming to Israel. He will be there in a couple of days. Is that going to make a difference? Can something happen?
Well, it depends. First of all, it took a whole week before President Bush said something, and in that week, Israel managed to wreak havoc in our lives and to adopt the scorched earth policy. And then he bought more time for Israel by talking about, without delay and now, which Israel treated with total disdain. And then Secretary Powell is taking a long detour to get here. And at the same time, the lives that are lost are irreplaceable, and Israel is still pursuing these policies. Unfortunately, the enormous influence of the pro-Israeli lobby in the U.S. has managed to distort Israeli American foreign policy, and in many ways to undermine American standing and interests. And it's become a serious liability, and the U.S. has to move fast. Either Israel is held accountable in accordance with international law and international humanitarian law and standards, or it will continue to be treated as a country above the law, in which case the Palestinians will continue to be the victims that are defenseless and without any kind of legal or political protection. So if Secretary Powell wants to make a difference, he has to show American independence in terms of its own foreign policy, to stand up to Israel for once and to say, this is it, you've gone too far.
Mr. Nashrawi, thank you for speaking with us.
You're most welcome.